85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85.
by ComedyHype.com, 85South.com.
It's your man, Carlos Miller. Fuck it. Start it over again. Merry Christmas!
Andy Krimer, hey man, it's the Christmas show, man.
It's the Christmas show.
Hey man, this gonna be a
this
gonna be
my
a blast.
Christmas outfit. You like it?
I ain't even got no Christmas outfit, man.
What you getting your girl for Christmas?
I bought some shit off the street.
You lying?
And I told her that I spent a lot of money for it.
You lying ass. Hey man, you probably bought the Gucci bag that came with the birth certificate
right out the flea market. Yes, I did.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes, I did. For $85.
Oh, nice guy.
That me. That me.
Man, you been low all year. You gotta get her something. You can't just break up with her 2 months before Christmas and act like you wasn't in love. You gotta get her something still.
Hey, you know what I got my girl though? I got a birth certificate because y'all wouldn't know who her daddy was.
For real? Like you got one of the little ancestors.
It thing? Still was blank though, so I wrote a nigga name in it.
I wrote
Jeffrey.
You stupid. You dumb as hell, man.
I wrote Jeffrey.
You say you bought your girl a birth certificate.
I bought a birth certificate.
Hey, because you're trying to find out who her dad is, right?
Yeah, she wanted to know who her daddy was, but it was blank, so I just wrote Jeffrey.
That's a pointless gift, bro.
No, it ain't.
Like, you just made that up.
And I had to copy that one so it could look official, you know what I'm saying?
She
was like, oh my God, I never met Jeffrey.
You gave it to her already? You're stupid, man. Still ain't met him. What you asking for Christmas? Do you
That's
still ask for
gifts? I don't ask for nothing because I can buy whatever I want. You feel
I just want somebody to buy me a bag of weed. I don't care what size it is. Like, it could be a dime. But I just want somebody to buy me a bag of weed.
I want a threesome.
Yeah, but that's better in the spring. I mean, a Christmas threesome cool if y'all got like a cabin and a fireplace, but like.
But that's what I'm trying to
you
go.
You can't have a threesome in your house with the heat on, bro.
Yes, you can.
You could, but I mean, it's not. That ain't
bro,
cool.
Bro, have you like, ever licked on cold nipples, bro?
Yeah.
The best.
That's the worst to me.
No, it ain't. Cold, like soft, soggy nipples.
So you like to put like your grapes and M&M's and shit in the freezer, huh?
Yeah.
I ain't one of them types.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I like mine crunchy.
So you trying to have a Christmas threesome?
Yes, bro. I want them to really be ho-ho-hos.
Oh, okay. I ain't never think of it like that.
You feel what I'm saying? And then that's probably the only time you can call them out your name. Y'all ho-ho-hos, come here. You know what I'm saying?
Man, this is the perfect time to drop the word of the day. Because you just, I mean, I know it's too early, but you got to drop the word of the day.
What's the word of the day?
If you're going to have some threesomes with some ho-ho-hos, you got to give them the Yule log. You got to.
I got to.
That's the word of the day, Yule log. Every time you hear somebody say Yule log, we need to hear like a buzzer or some shit. Like, bing.
Give us one, cat.
We're still working on that
sound
effect.
Yeah, we're still working on that sound effect.
Ain't nobody got it on their phone. Somebody send me a text so it could go off or something.
Something. Yule log.
So
since we got a word of the day, use the word in the sentence.
Yule log. Like a lot of black dudes, black people, we don't really know what a Yule log is. We use the word, but we don't use it in context. Like,
okay.
Like, hey, bro. Your phone charged up, you'll log into my Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the you'll log in the
You a log.
Man. You a log.
See, I'm so X-rated. I tell him, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you think you a log?
Ah! Cut it. They ain't gonna keep it. They ain't gonna keep it. You too gross.
I'm too gross.
You can use that at the strip club.
That's why I'm gonna keep my ho-ho-ho.
Hey, you been to the strip club for, like, the Christmas season?
Man, they be dancing with the little Christmas hat
that's,
on.
That's sexy a little bit. That kind of sex a little bit.
It be fun.
It a little bit.
One girl had since because her titties was saggy, so yeah. She had like a reindeer outfit, and I think like
they looked like real reindeer.
The long titties was like it was supposed to be like the eyes or something. It looked like the reindeer were crying.
Hey, this been a ghetto ass Christmas though. A ghetto ass Christmas.
When do you know when it's a ghetto Christmas?
When y'all got that little tree, that real little bitty tree.
The little tree on,
that,
on
that
the TV.
That little tree that sit on the little shelf.
It's an in between the CD player and the tree.
Yeah, and then y'all put the gifts like under the dresser. Yeah, that's some ghetto.
That's when you know. Did you know you had a ghetto Christmas when everybody sleep on the floor?
I mean, right.
Everybody.
You be like, y'all ain't going home for y'all own Christmas?
No, everybody. And they're only one car outside.
You ever, y'all ever ran out of wrapping paper and had to use the newspaper?
We had to use aluminum foil.
Right. Aluminum foil. Wow. Hey, you know it's a ghetto Christmas when you be about to cry and your mama see it in your eyes and she be like, come here. I'm gonna get your bike when I get my income tax. That's when you know it's a ghetto Christmas. Like if your parents ever like promised you some gifts later on, it's a ghetto Christmas.
Now you know it's a ghetto Christmas when your parents hide the toys and you found them and they whooped your ass and gave your toys to your cousin.
Right.
But that shit hurt.
You know it's a ghetto Christmas when
the police knock on the door.
The police knock on the door and take your daddy to jail.
That's the worst.
That's the
because
worst
he stole
one.
The Christmas gifts.
Man, my daddy was DUI. He had hit some people on the way back from the store that year. He locked his ass up and now, child support.
Now you know it's a ghetto Christmas.
When?
When they take the Christmas socks and put them on their feet.
Now, see, you lost some people. You, hold up. Let
I'm
me,
talking about the Christmas Santa Claus sock that
me,
you hang over
translate.
The fireplace.
I got to translate for the white people. See, white people use stockings, right?
Stockings.
DC Young Flyer from the west side of Atlanta, they use socks. And after you get your initial gifts,
you put them
you
on
put
feet.
Them socks back on.
On your
man.
Feet.
You know but it's this, a ghetto
now
Christmas.
Now, you know it's a ghetto Christmas when you take real socks and you hang them over the fireplace.
Yeah.
And you don't put nothing in
nothing
them.
Nothing in them. Just socks. This how you know it's
Hanes,
a, this how you know
places.
It's a ghetto Christmas, bro. When your grandma show up at your house with her church wig on,
and it's backwards.
All she came to do was make two sweet potato pies, and she about to go home because her feet swole up. That's how
you gotta lift. You gotta
that's
lift
when
leg
you
up.
Know it's
Come
a ghetto
up,
Christmas,
baby.
Man. All right, this one you know it's a ghetto Christmas.
When
your cousin that sell dope just pull up in the yard with the music playing real loud and sit out there for 20 minutes and everybody like, Mark ain't coming in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
now, this how you know it's a ghetto Christmas. When your stud cousin come over to the house dressing like Santa Claus.
No, when your gay cousin show up with the new Jordans, that's when you know it's a ghetto Christmas. And she had that little chick with her. She be like, oh, that's my home girl.
Now you know it's a ghetto Christmas when they paid the crackhead to play Santa Claus. But he steal everybody's toys.
And he fell asleep.
They be like, what Ryan at? Ryan got all these damn toys.
Bruh, you know it's a ghetto Christmas when you got to meet your baby mama at Quick Trip to drop your little boy toys off.
But that's ghetto as
hell. That's ghetto as hell, ain't
it? That's ghetto as hell.
That's ghetto as hell.
Now, you know it's a ghetto Christmas when everybody arguing in the group text message. About where the Christmas party gonna be.
Oh, yeah, like, so we can't eat over Cheryl's house. She got roaches. That's when you know it's a ghetto Christmas.
It's a ghetto Christmas, man, when y'all ain't got no cable. And you got to be on your phone all day to see what everybody else
but
doing.
But your phone off, so you just got to stay on Wi-Fi. That's when you know it's a ghetto.
And when
Christmas.
Somebody knock the Wi-Fi box off and everybody get the fine.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Wi-Fi pad called?
Hey, bro, you ever had an ex show up at Christmas? Just show up.
Not in my house. Better not.
Oh.
It go down, man. Now, you know it's a ghetto Christmas when nigga go outside in the yard and bust a pistol like it's 4th of July. Boy, boy, boy. Man, crumble. Hey, crumble, nigga, wake up.
Then run in the house and hide. You know it's a ghetto Christmas when your partner don't show up with them $250 60 in flat screen. That's when you know. It ain't Christmas until your boy be like, boy. We got they ass this week. But it ain't Christmas in the city. Then you don't hear that.
You know it's a ghetto Christmas when you can stay up on Christmas Eve, but go to sleep on Christmas.
Yeah, because you ain't getting shit.
You know that.
Shout out to everybody who real this your first real Christmas and you just realizing that you getting up there in age and you think you getting some.
And you ain't
and
getting,
you
the
ain't
damn
getting
thing.
Shit. Welcome Christmas. To the real world. Welcome to real the real Christmas. World. Ain't nothing free in this world, man.
It's a ghetto Christmas, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Man, what you get for Christmas, man? What you get your people for Christmas, man?
You know what?
What?
This year ain't nobody getting nothing but my son and my nephew.
That right. That
like
right.
Me and my brothers, like we just give each other gifts, like stuff that's been laying around all year. Like, hey, bro, you need a, take this with you.
Yeah.
You know? So we give each other gifts that's already open.
That sound about right.
We always make sure we get my little sister a lot of stuff.
Cause my mama a hoarder.
For real.
So that's a lot of stuff that she ain't seen in years. So I ain't do nothing but like go over some junk, grab it, put it in a Christmas present. And
bro,
get
you
it
got
back
a lot
it.
Of good Christmas ideas, man. You really be thinking about this stuff.
No,
man.
This is stuff I've done and I'm doing it again.
Like, how you be coming up with this stuff? Like, I'm gonna just steal one of my mama old gifts and give it back to her.
It's because what I do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If your mama is a hoarder, it's stuff she ain't seen in years. You just got to watch her expression. Like, she just, oh, my God, I always wanted this book.
But you, now you got to tell them what a hoarder is. Because you know our audience, we got some dudes who listening right now. Yeah. Like, what he call my mama? I slapped shit out of flat.
A hoarder is a person who collects stuff but end up sleeping on stuff they collect.
Bro, I ain't never heard you sound that smart before. Like, I believe you.
Because I don't try to go to people and try to help them, like, get my house clean. So they like, so tell me what's going on. I'm like, listen. My mama collect a lot of things, and now she's sleeping on stuff she collect.
I ain't never met a black hoarder. Black people I usually meet don't have shit, and y'all got extra shit.
Bro, we gotta walk sideways in our house.
Word. You still on the west side?
Listen, 1-800-HOARDERS is not picking up the phone for me.
Oh, they gonna have to come set the little bin up in y'all yard, throw that shit up.
Don't you know, we had a flood in our house, and we ended up having to get all the stuff outside the house. So my mama didn't want to take it to storage, so it was in the driveway.
Damn.
So people used to be riding by like, y'all moving? I'm like, nah, that's just the living room.
Oh. Hey, I love when people get, you ever see somebody get like evicted?
Yeah.
You know, like in Georgia, when you get evicted, you got to leave right then. Like, it ain't no, all right, let me, you know, it's right then. So I love when people get evicted and they set the living room up outside and their dude just be sitting on the couch like he at the crib.
Let me tell you something. My mama,
trying to figure out what he going to do.
My mama will pick the couch up and him.
Word.
You feel me?
Shout out to DC Young Fly Mama. She's trill out here.
She is trill. She will pull over. Thank you. That's my cry. That's my cry when she pull over and going to get some more junk.
Hold up. Hit that one more time, bro.
Stop it, mama. We don't need no more. You feel me? Like, it's terrifying. It's terrifying.
Hey, man. Hey, tell us about Christmas on the West Side, man.
Oh, man.
West Side of Atlanta.
Why you opening up Christmas straight like that? Nigga that died, you know what I'm saying? Try to ride a dirt bike.
Hey, bro, on some real, ever since I moved to Atlanta, like on Christmas Day, I ride through all the hoods, bro. All the hoods. Like, now everybody be outside. That's why I do it, because everybody be outside. I love when you see the ghetto kids who got like some new skates, but they got to split them with their little brother, so they just have one skate on. Bruh, you see a bike with four kids on it.
And then this the only thing I like about it in the hood, when everybody's watching one person ride the bike.
Yeah.
They waiting on him to get
off.
They taking turns. Like, that's everybody's bike. Well, don't nobody know.
On some real ghetto shit, you ever had, like, you be outside with your friends riding your bike, then, like, your older brother just grab your bike and ride it to Greenbrier. Now, you ain't got no bike. Your brother really done rode your whole
bike.
And
now you see him on it. Have you ever seen somebody on the expressway in the emergency lane around the bike?
On 285.
Man, that be the funniest shit ever, man. I'm talking about hauling ass.
On 285, on the easy gear.
You
so it looked like they're going faster than they're going.
You know, you feel me? What's up, fool? What's up, player? Yeah, you know me. Do a little criminal shopping, bags and stuff, just all on the handlebars.
Oh, hey,
that's what we do on the west side.
West side, bro.
Have you ever seen somebody chain up a bike outside the gas station?
Bro, yeah.
They chain up the bike.
I love when you're in the hood and you see like the Jay who got a bike and he done made some rims with like some electrical tape and taped the radio on them.
No, I like the Jays who put a steering wheel on the bike.
Hold up. Hold up, bro. A lot of people don't. This is Atlanta. They don't know what the J's are.
Crackheads.
Yeah, the J's, the junkies.
The junkies.
Yeah.
Homeless people.
The most entertaining people in the world, man.
Have you ever heard of homeless people talking about some, I'm just trying to get home?
You ever seen a homeless person in two different sides of the city? Like, I saw a nigga that was homeless downtown. And then he was in Duluth one weekend. I'm like, bro, what you doing up here? Yeah, my sister stay up here. I come up here and be homeless sometimes. I'm like, give me $3, get back to the city.
Hey, dude, I hate the crackhead that the ones you used to serve, then you don't serve no more and they still asking for money. Like, I know what you finna go do with the money. I used to serve you.
Hold up. We got to translate. We picked
My
up a
bad.
Lot of white people listening to the show.
Serving
white people,
is,
when you serve somebody, that means you sold them some drugs.
Yes. And
they sold them some drugs.
They so geek that they don't remember you sold them some drugs.
Sold them some drugs. Bro, you ever been to Acworth?
But
Acworth,
but
Georgia.
Acworth
where they
got
the real meth heads.
Yes.
They look like the people off The Walking Dead.
They got a whole bunch of
every time
chicken
you stop
pox
by,
on their face.
Yeah, they do. They be itching. And as soon as you try to, you stop to get some gas, I'm like, hey man, hey, listen here. Me and my wife are stuck up here. And we were just trying to get a few dollars
trying
in gas.
To get some drugs.
Trying to get some drugs. We're just warning you can give us a few dollars, try to get back home.
Bro, let me tell you something.
Then you give him the money. You think that this his car that ran out of gas, but then you see that he don't even have no damn car. He just ran game on you.
It's somebody else's car. Let me tell you what a crackhead did to me the other day, right? So I'm right there trying to drink. Where you get, you know what I'm saying? So he said, man, look, I'm just trying to get something to eat. So I know the meals in there probably like $7. So I gave him $8, you know what I'm saying? So I'm watching, man. He watched me watch him, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, I ain't going nowhere because I asked for my money back or take it one. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So you know what he do? He went and bought the cheapest thing, you know, some egg rolls.
Word.
Some 50 cent egg rolls and took the other money. I said, you know what, player? I ain't going to knock you because you did buy you something to eat. And I know what you finna go get a fix, a.k.a. somebody finna sell him some drugs.
Hey, my uncle cheap as hell, right?
What'd he do?
My uncle cheap as hell. I'm talking about cheap.
Yeah.
So, bro, we went to a Braves game. I bullshit you not. We went to a Braves game. He made 2 bologna egg sandwiches and wrapped them up in aluminum foil, right? For some reason, he didn't eat one of them at the game.
Yeah.
We walk out, the homeless dude like, hey, bro, give me something. Get something to eat. My uncle ain't getting nobody shit. He was like, I ain't got no money, but I'll give you this sandwich. I fell out laughing because I'm like, man, nobody want that damn sandwich. You didn't even want the damn sandwich. And the homeless dude got mad like, I eat it while you playing. I was just quiet. I was like, my bad, bro. Because I don't, you know, when them hunger pains set in, you really not yourself. You seen the Snickers commercial? You turned to a whole new motherfucker in your home.
I eat it while you playing.
I'm going to go ahead and eat this shit so I can have some energy to go get some drugs. Much love to everybody who's struggling with drug addiction.
Yes, bro. Cause I
go
know
get
it's
you
real.
Some help. Hey, this from the 85 South Show to you. If you struggling with addiction, hey, man, go talk to somebody.
But look, though, the crazy part about it, look. Okay, before you give them a hand clap.
Oh, you gonna just stop my clap? Cause
no. Before you give him a hand clap,
all right.
That's why sometimes I be scared to be successful.
Why?
Because all crackheads used to be successful,
bro. All you got. This is a trick to being successful. I don't know if anybody listening trying to get on, trying to have some longevity. This is the first step. Cause I know I watch Unsung.
Mm-hmm.
See, you grind your ass off. Mm-hmm. You be working. Working them hits and working the chart and just everybody love you. Then this is where you fall off at. You be at a party, right? And somebody's like, hey, bro, want some cocaine? As long as you can decline cocaine the first time, you'll make it. Don't ever start with the cocaine. That's where you start falling off. Everybody who ever fell off was on cocaine. See, I like how you skipped cocaine because you was about to be
listen,
pooping.
I was a step
you,
away.
You was right there,
I was a
bro.
Thought away from being a crackhead.
And I know you ain't wash your hands. You just lick your fingers.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you did.
I know you. I gave a crackhead the best deal. I said, look, if you buy all these right now and you fix my alternator, you can get all this. And he fixed the hell out of my alternator.
Man.
I don't even think he fixed the alternator. He was just looking at it like, oh, yep, I got it. It does. He checked the oil, and that was it.
Man.
Happy holidays to all the crackheads. Though.
Happy holidays. Hey, the crackheads make the holidays interesting sometimes.
They be security.
It's been a lot of burglaries and robberies.
It be them.
Do you buy it like
they would steal your shit and be security? Like, you know what? I'm gonna watch your house, make sure it don't happen again.
Right.
While you sleep, they stealing.
You ever buy stuff off the street from like boosters and shit?
If it ain't
don't
got no
admit
hole
it.
In it.
Just be like, just blink if you ever have. All right, cool. I don't want like this whole we ain't incriminating nobody.
Okay.
But this shit do happen.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We live in a big city. The craziest things I ever seen a crackhead try to sell around the holidays is a electric toothbrush. I'm like, bro, you a fucking crackhead. Nobody gonna buy a toothbrush that's been in your hand. You've been in the streets all day. I saw one try to sell like one of the big packs of screwdrivers with like 40, 50 screwdrivers.
40, 50. Have you ever?
He wanted $10 for them. That's a good deal for 40
screwdrivers. You know what the best thing about crackhead, like they will come to you and you can make a list of stuff. You want them to steal out the store. Like,
you,
go get some soap. You know aisle 8. You know, they don't never watch me on aisle 8.
Right,
so I can get a lot of stuff. I'm like, look, just rack up on aisle 8.
You ever have a crackhead steal some shit you ain't think you would buy from? Like, yeah, I got 32 gallons of washing powder. How much you want for it? $28.
They be wanting crazy $7 and 28 cents.
$7 and 14 cents.
I'm like, come on with it. Man, I know it's a
you
crack.
Got any drug crack people,
bro,
in your family?
It's a crack. Yes. My brother is
your
my brother is a crack. He look, I said my brother's a crack. That's how hard he is. He's the Rock. He only wake up when you put baking powder on.
Gone somewhere. Go.
No, but see, my brother was a crackhead, man.
He is. I feel like if you were a crackhead.
If you do it over 15 years, you a vet.
I feel like if you were a crackhead, you always going to be a crackhead. Like, you can't never not be a crackhead.
Listen to me.
Because that shit is in your DNA. Crack gets in your roots.
Let me tell you something. I did not know that my brother was a junkie because...
When
my brother used to come home... Nah, my brother used to knock on my daddy's door. And he used to be like, who is it? I'd be like, it's Mar, daddy. He always be like, don't let him in my house. And I'd be like, all right. So I'm talking through the screen, though. I'm like, hey, what's up, bro? He like, what dad at? I'm like, daddy. No, he said, tell him, shoot me something. You know, I'm young, so I don't know what shoot me something
means. Yeah.
I'm like, dad ain't got no gun. He was like, nah, he'll know what you're talking about. So I go back, I'm like, look, Ma said he want me to shoot you something. He said, huh, slide this through the door and tell him, and hey, remember what I told you? Don't let him in my house. I'm like, it's our brother. Right. Like, why you don't want him in the house? So one time I unlocked the door.
Oh, yeah.
Man, my dad heard that door unlocked, man. Came in up, slammed the door. Boom! Didn't I tell you not to let him in my house? He's on drugs. Somebody selling him some drugs.
Hey,
I was scared.
I had an auntie who was on drugs real bad. Man. I remember one time she had got real high. This one I fell out of love with my crackhead auntie. Yeah. I was about probably 4 or 5 years old. She came over our house, bro, and she ate like 5 boxes of cereal. And then she stole, like, my mama had some little kitty cats on the table. You know, I had like some little decor,
yeah.
Some brass. They were brass. No, brass looked like gold. So she stole the kitty cat's thing. I was like, first of all, you came ate all my little breakfast cereal. Damn. Off the top. I'm mad.
Took the toys.
Then you gonna steal from my mama who done looked out for you and made sure you was straight and gave you $4-5 before you left.
That's
ungrateful
crazy.
Ass.
But one thing I can tell about crackheads in your family, they will help you break the law.
Yeah. You ever see your crackhead like your crackhead family member, and they being like a good crackhead, like they got everybody laughing, they dance. He be like, "Hey, that's my cousin, get it? Yeah, he been dancing.
Yeah,
he dance his ass off."
Hey, I remember my
go Willie, go Willie, go Willie, go Willie.
Then he disappeared out of nowhere because he smoked some crack.
Fall out, have a heart attack. I'm straight, I'm back. What he do? What he do? What he do?
Hey, I remember at my dad's funeral, my brother. They were like, do anybody want to say something at the funeral?
Not the crackhead, bro.
Listen, my brother got up. Everybody was like,
no, shit. No. Don't, what he gonna do? Don't
he got up. He
talk.
Was like, I want somebody to say. He said, I got something to say. So we were like, nigga, we know you got something to say. You got the mic. He was like, these for all the times that my daddy wouldn't let me in the house.
He ain't never let that go.
Papa was a rolling stone. He know I own it a part of that a home. I'm glad he died.
Bruh,
but we whooped his ass.
Bruh, you telling me that your crackhead brother gonna go up at your daddy's funeral and saying Papa was a rolling stone.
Hey, bro, we whooped his ass.
Bruh,
I love you, Dad. R.I.P. That one came from the heart.
Rest in peace, Fly Daddy.
Daddy wanted me to say that.
Bruh, I remember one time my crackhead cousin P.O., he broke into the shoe store, stole all the display shoes, and like brought them to the crib. I'm like, hey, cuz, get whatever you want out of there. I was like, these are all lefts. Anybody wear all these lefts?
He talking about put the other one on. You might walk funny, but you still got it.
Bruh.
Hey, your
drugs
crazy.
Serious.
Hey,
don't
drugs
man.
Is serious, man. Shout out to the crackheads who stealing puppies this year.
Hey, man.
And selling them for that,
that's wild. What else? Did we get everybody on Christmas?
Yeah.
No, we didn't. You know who we left out?
What?
I mean, we was talking about gifts to get for your girl and shit, but what about the side chicks?
You already know what they get.
Just what we said. Nothing. You ain't gonna get your side chick nothing?
Man, give her a picture.
I'm getting my side chick. My side chick, holy dog.
For real.
Yeah, I've been thinking, I'm probably gonna get her something real sweet.
My side chick too busy trying to get in the front. I'm like, listen, we can't have 2 quarterbacks.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be the receiver.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Play something else.
She trying to be hype. She trying to tell me, look, audible, yo, my heart. I'm like, move.
No.
I got this. Move. Like, man.
Bro, I got a good side chick. She been holding it down.
For real. So what you going to give her?
Probably give her some draws. Since that's mostly what I see her in anyway, I'm probably give her some draws. Some Victoria's Secret. No, my side chick, she down, so it don't really matter. I could get her some football cleats. She'll still be like, it's whatever. That's my nigga got me some cleats. You know what I'm saying? So,
man, but guess what? I know we talking about this Christmas stuff, man. How do you feel about Kwanzaa? Do you even know what Kwanzaa is?
I know Kwanzaa.
I know a Kwanzaa, too.
Yeah, she stay in Decatur. In a big-ass booty.
I know a Kwanzaa. She got one arm.
Wow. Are you turned on by that? You get it because she got one arm. She can't. All right, whatever.
It's crazy because she got like them little four little fingers.
Stop. They call them finger balls. Stop.
Finger balls.
Bro, you're going to get our show cut off, man. Cut that
shit
off.
They call them finger balls. It's like a move.
I was at the airport the other day. I saw a dude. He was like a little person. Right? Yeah. Like a, you know what I'm saying? A little person.
Yeah.
But he had one real, real long arm. So he was like leaning on the arm when he walked, bro. He was like scooping himself. It was crazy.
Kwanzaa with them little finger balls, though, bro.
Bro, I don't know nothing about Kwanzaa. We black. And I remember when they made up Kwanzaa. It was like 95, 94.
Like, what is Kwanzaa?
I don't know.
You celebrate
all
Kwanzaa?
I know. Is you supposed to say Harambe?
Haramba.
Harambe. You light candles. It's like a red candle, a couple green ones.
Oh, but I mean, when the lights shut out, but we had Kwanzaa all the time.
Yeah, I think Kwanzaa is a real black holiday because I ain't heard nobody say you're supposed to give nobody nothing. I think you're just supposed to show up with your family and eat.
Well, shit, we need to start celebrating Kwanzaa then.
I got it on Google right now.
Google what it said.
It is a secular festival. Observed by many African Americans from December 26th to January 1st as a celebration of their cultural heritage and traditional views. I don't know if this is an accurate description because this says observed by many African Americans. And anybody who lives in America knows that there ain't a lot of African Americans. It's a lot of niggas, a whole lot of black folks, but African Americans.
And the crazy part about it, who just looked that up, he's Chinese.
He ain't even Chinese.
What are you?
I don't know, but
Guatemala.
He from Philippines or something, bro. Oh. All I know is he puts sriracha on all this shit.
That's crazy.
That sriracha.
So I guess we're going to have to start celebrating Kwanzaa so we can.
Next year, dog.
So really, Kwanzaa is like a Christmas.
It's really.
Black History Month.
It's the exact week. It's like
week.
Black History Week.
Okay.
I didn't know that. It started on December 26th. I'm celebrating Kwanzaa. What do you mean, what year?
It just say December 26th.
Yeah, it didn't tell us the day that it was established. But trust me, I seen the commercial.
How come Martin Luther King ain't never said nothing about that?
Because they wasn't celebrating.
We, as a people, have to start celebrating Kwanzaa because we have to be united as a people. Kwanzaa.
I told you, they made up Kwanzaa.
Damn, I bet he probably was just tripping. They would make a Kwanzaa when I'm got the hell on.
Martin Luther King, one of the realest
man,
ever.
Really
you ever see those pictures on the internet of Martin Luther King?
Bruh. But you know how strong-minded you got to be for you to hit Martin and Martin don't hit back?
Did you see the Martin Luther King movie?
I will not punch you back no matter how many times you hit me in the face.
I did not know Martin Luther King was on them cigarettes like that.
But he had to do some, all them threatenings and listen to me. Listen, Malcolm, I will not fight violence with violence. I don't care how many times I get hit in the face. Malcolm, like, fuck
man,
that shit.
Man, it hit me. I'm hitting your ass back.
Oh, MLK died in 1968.
Oh.
We just got uploaded.
Updated.
So I did celebrate Kwanzaa.
Maybe once.
I got some head on Kwanzaa. Coretta had to get me right.
Oh.
All right, peace to the king and the queen.
I can't believe you disrespected Martin Luther King.
I ain't
like
disrespecting
that.
That's really. Listen.
Kwanzaa. Bruh, what we doing with Kwanzaa this year? They said all you got to do is celebrate being black.
Jay don't get locked up.
That's it.
Hey,
we'll do everything all the way up to that point, though.
But it's like, what can we do to celebrate to be black?
We got to have a cookout.
We got to.
I know a
couple people who barbecue in the summertime.
No, we got to do it. We got to do it. Let's do it at your, which one?
But
your
you
auntie
know,
got
you
that
know,
deck
on
the back.
On the barbecue, people only come when the food done. As soon as you upload,
but see,
the food done, supposed to be pulling up.
But see, that's the thing. It's not going to be like a cookout. We're not having a cookout. We having a barbecue.
Ooh, and we gotta really like food games. I'm like, we gotta have like a mini grill.
Right.
So you only bring
right
what you want to cook.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna get the food we cooking.
Kwanzaa.
Cause it's Kwanzaa. That's what black people do. We stingy.
Hell yeah. We gotta go over our grandma's house.
We got to.
Yeah. Gotta go over your grandma's house. You celebrate Kwanzaa.
I met with Kwanzaa. It's gonna be a lot of meds smoking on Kwanzaa too.
Let me see. What else? What's some other real black shit that you could do to celebrate Kwanzaa? You got to do the electric slide somewhere.
You gotta do the electric slide.
Gotta do the electric slide.
And somebody gotta fight.
That's black history.
Somebody gotta fight with a cigarette in their mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody gotta get the fine.
Or you gotta break up a fight or something.
Yeah, it gotta be something. Yeah.
You know, just black.
You know, but you know how black people fight because of the kids got the fine?
Right.
They be like, nah, get off him. No, they little boy, let them fight.
Yeah.
No, because your son can hit ass whoop, so that's why you mad.
My son can scrap.
Hey.
That's why I can't. I don't really take him around other kids. He don't like kids like that.
My little nephew so crazy. He fight his friends.
My son.
I'm like, why are you fighting?
My son. I took my son to like one of them little park days, right?
Yeah.
My son came back. He was like, Dad, I'm ready to go. I was like, what's wrong? He said, man, these kids got germs.
Your child is a real child.
I was like, what? He was like, yeah, Dad, they keep coughing. They nasty. I was like, all right.
Damn. So what you do?
Nah, we had to leave, bro. I'm a good daddy, bro.
Ain't
a lot
no
of
wrong.
Dudes don't know that. A lot of people, I'm like one of the best daddies ever.
Oh, man.
Because I already got my son set up to succeed in life.
Yeah.
Sooner he was born, guess what daddy did?
What happened?
Got him circumcised right off the top. No questions asked. Cash. Go ahead, get him straight.
I got circumcised too, but I didn't know what it was.
I did that, trying to give my son the advantages in life.
Mm-hmm.
Circumcised.
Because they say sometimes you get circumcised, look like a slinky.
Yeah, you got
to. They look like a little turtleneck.
Hey!
Whatever, Michael. Something, oh, they got a turtleneck.
Speaking of turtlenecks, Bill Cosby is suing 7 of his sexual accusers.
It's like how you rape somebody and then accuse them for not giving you the pussy.
Okay, but see, this the fraction that don't add up. Bill Cosby got like 50 accusers.
Okay, that's it gotta be true because it's 50.
He got 50 accusers, right? That's the equivalent of him coming out and saying, "Hey, I ain't rape all y'all. I'm suing these 7 because they lying, but the rest of y'all
got some little truth."
I don't know. Shout out to Bill Cosby.
Shout out to Bill, man. See, it's Bill something Cosby, in the pudding.
He really going through it, man. And you know what?
Did you see how old Bill? Did you really think he give a fuck?
I don't. I really
think. Bill probably like, I took the bitches that long. They just got off the pill.
I really don't think Bill Cosby expected to live that long.
Bill probably got all. If he had all time, he might, you know, tell on himself. He might go back in time.
Because
like,
you remember like when.
Did Cassandra wake up?
You remember when Bill Cosby first started getting accused?
When? I don't know.
Like when, like a couple, like last year when they first started bringing all the allegations out. He was like, he was looking for anything to be wrong with him. Like, is my heart still working? But he was perfectly healthy. Like, he really thought he was going to be like a sick old man. And it was going to die before it made it to the press.
But you know what I think? Like, now that everything started coming up, do you think he gave little Bill that pill?
Yeah.
Little Bill continued.
You know what? The more you look at Bill Cosby now, like, the guiltier he look. Like, you watch an old episode of The Cosby Show, it don't matter what you see him doing. You see him eating a sandwich, you like, yeah, he did that shit. Look at the way he did that sandwich. I saw one episode, he had a headache. He took a pill. I like, yep, he did that.
He swallowed
that pill with no water. He did that.
He been doing it.
Everything you see Bill Cosby doing look guilty as hell now.
Answers.
He did.
Listen to me, because...
And you know the crazy part? The women who accused him said he ain't even asked for it. He just stole it.
Like, 9 times out of 10, they probably going to get it.
I mean, it's Bill Cosby. How you?
It was. It's like the infatuation of you getting something that you probably not supposed to get.
Man, I really hate to see that. Because it's like, we don't have no black heroes left. Nobody good.
They done took Bill.
Bill Cosby. You can't.
Bill was that guy back in the day. It was like... Oh, Mr. Cosby. And now he done raped
Bruh,
50.
Cosby taught me how to read a little bit. You remember he had the show with the pen?
Mm-hmm.
Beep, 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 beep. That was the coolest shit ever.
I used to watch Lil Bill,
Fat
too.
Fat Albert? Come on, man.
He
Bill
made
Cosby
all that.
Taught me how to recognize when somebody getting abused at home. You don't remember the episode?
Now Bill Cosby is teaching people how to make mileage.
Man. Hey, man. I can't be in here with you. I'm dying laughing at your dumb ass. This shit is ruining my life. You got any personal news you want to drop today?
Oh,
any promo?
Stand-up's on the way. The movie's Myers Christmas.
Really? What made you want to get into some stand-up comedy? You already famous.
It's fun, man. It's just getting on stage when you can actually talk shit, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know how it is. When you can talk shit and they laugh about it, but you really telling the truth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they think you playing. Like, nah, I'm telling the truth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just fun just relieving your stress. You know what I'm saying?
That is fun, man. Like, when do you, like, When do you find time to like sit there and put your show together? Like,
it be like real life moments. You know what I'm saying? Like say for we talking and I say something and everybody just crack up. I just jotted in my note like, bruh, up. I'm
that joke you got about your mom taking you to church all the time, making you preach.
I gotta structure it right. Bruh, I got a couple people who say, bruh, that. I gotta
that
structure
joke
it right.
Funny as hell.
I gotta structure
it. Say it like you got some sense.
A lot of y'all people don't understand that. So that's more of an older crowd.
Explain
it
to them.
It's, you
like, because that joke is so fucking funny, man.
It's funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mama, she used to make me preach because my daddy was a preacher.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I used to be in the house with a long, like, my daddy T-shirt on. You know what I'm saying? I have a big chair. And I used to sit the family down, and I used to fake preach.
She used to make you do it.
Yes, but I used to really be talking about the house. You know what I'm saying? Mama, this house is too dirty. God wants you to clean it up. But I act like I got it out the Bible. The Bible says a junkie house is not a holy home.
Right.
Stop acting stupid and say it like you got some sense.
Say it like you got for God so loved the world. Who gave? Man, I'm telling you, man.
I'm telling you, that is the funniest shit.
You don't understand,
ever,
man. You don't understand. I'm talking about, she used to make me say it in front of everybody. I remember we was at Chick-fil-A one time, and she said, I want you to order the food. Like, God wants you to order food. So I was like, okay, Mom. I was like, can I get a 6-piece nugget? She said, say it like you got some sense. God want me to get a 6-piece nugget with some honey mustard sauce. Amen. I'm like, Lord. Yeah, I don't understand, man.
Man, what's some of your dad was a pastor for real?
Man, he was a pastor, man.
What's some of the funniest shit you ever seen at church, man?
Now, let me tell you. Now, you know my dad was a pastor.
Right.
So my crackhead brother used to play the drum.
Boy, stop,
listen,
man.
On everything, listen to me.
Bro, this is a show.
Listen to me. My crackhead brother used to play the drum. He used to leave, because it was the church used to be on Simpson.
Right.
Called Greater Springfield Baptist Church. He used to leave, go to the next block just to get some dope. So it'll be time for the choir to start singing. They'll look over and realize they ain't got no drummer. So they had to go to the other stuff.
We just going to do this one.
We just going to, the choir is going to sing a cappella until the drummer get in. And my brother just come in. They already sing. He over there, 1, 2, 3. He geeked up.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm done with you, man. That's how you do it. Hold up, one more time. How you do it, bro?
Here's that sneak in. Our dad that be singing, Emmanuel. No, I'm saying, you just hear, 1, 2, 3, ready?
Oh, man. Oh, man. Boy, you funny as hell, man. Hey, everybody who tuned in, make sure you watch Wildin' Out each and every Wednesday. Make sure you do that on MTV, too, man. Oh, what? Woo. Oh, Mike Epps got a new show coming out.
What is it called?
Uncle Buck. You remember Uncle Buck?
I need to play
the original thing. Uncle Buck was with John Candy. You remember John Candy?
Nope.
He's a fat white comedian who died doing cocaine. A lot of them died like that. John Candy was funny as hell.
Them be the funny one.
The ones who be on that coke. Look at everybody who's on cocaine. Rick James, off top. One of the greatest people ever.
Yes.
Like I said, John Candy. James Belushi. Name somebody who great.
Charlie Sheen. He was on. He got caught with coke and laughed about it. I'm like, damn.
I really do. It's something about that cocaine though that make you good at stuff.
Tell you, man. I'm kind of glad I didn't grow up back in the day, cause like if you wasn't doing cocaine, you was really lame. You feel what I'm saying? Like you got to be snouting the powder.
Right.
Like it was like hitting the blunt. Then I'd be like, man, just hit the blunt.
Bro,
man.
We got some of the best segues ever. Speaking of cocaine, Mike Epps is also doing a new biopic with the Richard Pryor movie. He gonna be Richard Pryor, man.
Come on, I can't wait to see it. They've been shooting it for about 3 years.
I think they just really officially start shooting though, right? Get somebody do a reference check. I think they just started actually shooting. They've been in the process.
I just know they've been
talking
about
it. Look who
else.
They got Mike Epps, Eddie Murphy, Oprah Winfrey going
to
be in there.
All in it?
Who's the white lady who was going to be in there, too? They got white girl. Who? Kate Hudson in there.
Oh,
she fine?
Boy, just thinking. Just saying her name is bad. Kate Hudson. Who you talk to? Kate Hudson. Ooh. Ooh. Kate Hudson. What?
What?
Kate Hudson. Ooh.
Hey, man. Let's do a drop right quick in the middle of the show.
Let's do it.
What they listening to?
It's your boy DC on Fly 85 South and my...
Hey, man, it's your little sister daddy, Carlos Miller. We in here on the 85 South show. You dig?
You know what I'm saying? It's your mama's favorite son-in-law.
Oh. Fly.
What's up, fool?
Pull your phone out right quick, man. This is one of our favorite sections of the show. Favorite little segment,
I'm finna go to my timeline.
You know, we always check, what's on your timeline?
What's poppin'?
What's on your timeline?
What's poppin'?
Who retweeting back? Did you get a DM?
What poppin'?
This is singing them nudes. This is singing them nudes.
Yes, you did. Let me see what's poppin'. I'm gonna read the.
Did you sing you them nudes?
Okay.
Shout out to Cam Newton. That's your partner, ain't it?
Yeah, I ain't got his number personally, but it's close.
He from over there, about where you from?
Yeah, I don't know, but he from the A. He went to Westlake, so that's close enough.
Shout out to Cam Newton.
Shout out to Cam doing his thing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you saw the dude on the Knicks who got robbed, had all the jewelry at the house, and met some hoes at the party and let them hoes spend the night, and
who?
They robbed him. He played for the Knicks or something.
Tell my Darren Williams.
What's his name?
Who? Derek?
Derek Williams.
Who the hell is Derek?
He had met some hoes at a party, brought them to the crib.
See, that's what's the problem. So you got to make a name for yourself in the NBA 700? So you won't get robbed.
$750,000. Wow.
You have $750,000 worth of jewelry?
Yeah, they stole $750,000 worth of jewelry.
Hey, man, that's too much money to be spent on jewelry anyway.
I don't understand why people
do that. Why they
ain't
take your shoes?
Well, I mean, it's an investment because, you know, the jewelry, it ain't going to lose the value. So if you ever, you know, you could just go.
It's $750,000 in jewelry?
Yeah.
I know he got some implanted on his jewelry where if somebody was trying to.
Nah.
So, you know, stuff like that, you got to sell on the street.
That's what I'm saying. Because he a regular baller. You know what I mean? Like, he ain't really, like, famous.
He
like
spent
that.
Too much money on jewelry then to be a regular baller.
You know, he ain't never really expect to have two holes.
Is he on the starting squad?
See, that just go to show you, dog. Just because you got money don't mean you ain't no lame.
Yeah, I told you, but how many budget?
Two?
Damn.
Bro, how you leave two people that you don't know just unattended in your house?
Oh,
you
he
ain't
left,
that
oh,
damn
he left
sleeper?
Unattended? I thought he was like sleep, then he woke up and all his stuff
bruh,
was gone.
Bro, you ain't gonna let nobody rob you right in front. He got blonde dreads. He's supposed to get robbed.
Yeah.
I don't like that picture. I don't like that picture
Derek.
That they use.
All right, Derek, tell me this. If I find out who did it, let me get half of the money back.
Nope. I'm not gonna do it. Just do
it. I wanna know what they look like.
They probably look just like him. Look at him, bro.
Let me tell you something. I wouldn't even made no call.
You ever got robbed by some chick? Like a chick ever like stole something from
him? No, but I done stole something from chicks. That's what I'm saying. What? I make a motherfucker feed me something to eat and get everything on the plate. I ain't gonna eat all of it. But I know that's about 5 minutes. Let me tell you how you do it, fellas. You make them fix you something to eat. Tell them to cook. Take a minute. You want some water. You want ice in it too. You know what I'm saying? That's about 5 minutes and 30 seconds. Get your ramble on.
Bro, are you really going to try to get him robbing? No, let's flip that.
Get your ramble on.
No, we're not promoting. Tell them how to not get robbed. Since you used to rob people and all, tell them what they need to do to not get robbed.
You don't want
to
get robbed, man. You know what I'm saying? You heard that boy Future say, hey, man, I fuck with the pistol in my back pocket. We don't play.
All right, bro.
You'll get robbed, man. That's the easy. Let me
but
tell you,
see, this
vulnerable.
Also real though. I want all the young dudes who listen and watch this show. Look, if somebody got that damn pistol in your face, just give it up, man.
I hate. Let me tell you,
bro. Let them have that. Life is not a movie. You don't
I
get
hate
but
when
one
people
chance.
Be like, get up! I ain't giving you shit. Hey. Look, bro, you can't be doing this, man. Get these fuck what they want.
Right?
Hey, yo, you'll die about your necklace.
I won't.
You'll die about your $100 necklace.
You remember the Outkast? The little drop on the Outkast song, the best way to deal with a robber is to simply give them what they want.
Give them what they want.
And give them extra.
That's how I sounded when a nigga tried to rob me.
Hey, bro.
You can have this shit, man.
This is stupid, man.
Yo, 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 it's your boy DC on Fly, Mr. Fuck You, man. You're now listening to the 85 South Show presented by Comedy Hype.
Yeah, and I'm Carlos. And you listening to the 85SouthShow.com.
Yeah.
If you ever want some exclusive bonus footage and backstage material, go to the 85SouthShow.com. Yes, sir. 85SouthShow.com. 85SouthShow.com.
Don't get pulled over. 85 don't go far.
85.
If you keep going out. 85. Better have you some gas.
85. So, Merry Christmas.
Andy Creamer, hey man, it's the Christmas show, man.
It's the Christmas show.
Hey man, this gonna be a this
my Christmas outfit. You like it?
I ain't even got no Christmas outfit, man.
It's all good. You get wait, bro.
I ain't tripping.
Merry Christmas.
85.
80. 85. 85.